Hello and welcome to the Donor Egg Mama podcast for soul-led intended parents considering a donor egg pathway and parents of donor egg conceived children. I'm your host, Adele O'Connor, a qualified fertility coach and proud donor egg mama. I'm just a normal mum that went on an extraordinary journey to conceive. I hope this podcast helps you in some way to break free from emotional overwhelm, face your fears, and find the courage to move forward and bring that baby that's on your heart into your reality. Let's talk openly about our emotions and all topics donor egg IVF. Thanks for listening. So welcome to today's episode. I'm Adele O'Connor, donor egg mama and your host. And today's podcast episode is a little bit different. I'm not going to be interviewing anyone. I'm just chatting. And I wanted to do a bit of a reflection episode and tell you also about what I want to call in for 2024. So this episode is well and truly inspired by an incredible guest expert speaker that recently ran our very first live workshop webinar of the year over in the private Donor Egg Mama membership experience. So I had a wonderful guest, Debbie Lewis from Corporate Yoga Australia, and she delivered a workshop all about setting your intentions for 2024, as well as reflecting on the previous year. So I've been a very good girl and completed the incredible journal that Debbie gifted to myself and the other members. And I've just been really thinking about the highlights from last year, as some of the incredible people that I interviewed on this podcast, the key learnings and mindset transformations that I've witnessed. And I want to talk about this to help you wherever you are on your journey and also give you a little bit of an insight into what I hope to bring to you for 2024. So 2023 was all about building this podcast and having consistency. I got to talk to some incredible people and share with you some, I hope, really interesting conversations. And we've explored many different topics. We've explored premature ovarian failure, overseas IVF. There's stories from women who have gone overseas to Spain. Someone even imported their eggs from Barbados to Australia. That's episode 13. We've spoken to people that have gone to Mexico, to Spain, to Prague. Some women have had incredible challenges whilst they've been navigating the donor egg journey. On top of that, they've had additional health challenges. There was Sam's cancer diagnosis. That's episode 20. And Becky Morrison, who's the author of Search for the Magical Egg. She had a stroke while she was on her fertility journey. So lots of interesting stories. I was able to share with you what story resonated with you the most. Was there a story that helped you to move forward on your journey? I'd love to find out. Please let me know. Drop me a DM or send me an email. So other than the podcast, I run a membership that includes private coaching, group coaching, and creating as many resources as I can to help women on the donor egg journey. I see women right at the start of their journey when they are so stuck in the grief phase of having climbed an entire IVF mountain using their own eggs. And they've had to use so much resilience, conjure up so much strength to get through round after IVF round using their own eggs. They might have 5-6 embryos frozen, and it's going through each embryo cycle, just believing it's got to be the next one. The next one has got to be my baby. And then for some, sadly, getting to the end of that journey and realizing that none of the embryos were viable. They might have experienced failed transfer, they might have experienced ectopic pregnancies, they might have experienced a later miscarriage. That is just so much to deal with, so much heartache, so much silent grief, because this often is a journey that you're not able to talk about. It's a little bit taboo and it's very hard. It's very private as well. So my heart goes out to you if you are that person that's just coming to the end of your journey using your own eggs and wondering, what do I do? How do I get my mindset ready to use the genetic material of somebody else. It can actually make people feel quite angry and all sorts of different feelings. And for some, it just feels like an opportunity. For some, there might be a sense of relief that I'm just glad my journey's not over yet. There's another option. So however this feels to you, I just want you to know that there is support out there for you. And I've held space and helped through guided hypnosis, through meditation, through listening, reframing, using all of the coaching skills that I have and guiding women through every single stage of this journey, through the ups and the downs and the steps forward. And it's been incredible. And I just love seeing the transformation of women as they move through this journey. One particular woman has just come so far in feeling so hesitant, so stuck, so overwhelmed, just not able to move forward. And now she's worked through so much and she has chosen her donor and she's on to the next steps. And this might have taken her years, like it took me 2 years, if she hadn't had this support and she hadn't been open and had the courage to reach out. If you're listening, I think you're amazing. And also to witness the transformation of women at the very beginning of their journey, have had failed transfers, because sadly the donor egg IVF pathway doesn't always mean you're going to get pregnant first time. Generally means that as long as you have the resources financially and energetically to keep moving forward, it is a numbers game. So I always say to people, have 3 cycles in your mind. There's one incredible woman in my membership who is finally pregnant, a third time lucky, and she is absolutely over the moon. And then, of course, is also navigating anxiety in pregnancy after a long IVF journey, which is completely understandable and normal. Pregnancy doesn't often mean that's the end of the support that you need. I've got women from the States, Canada, different corners of Australia, and I welcome any women anywhere in the world to join. It's lovely to find like-minded people in different corners of the world going through the same thing. And just to feel that empathy and compassion from other women is so powerful. I think just being heard and talking it through is super powerful. My intentions for this year, what do I hope to call in? What do I hope to achieve? It's so wonderful to see this podcast growing and reaching over 16,000 people out there. It's been well over 16,000 downloads. That just blows me away. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And if you're feeling isolated on this journey, I hope you know you're not alone in the world. There are thousands and thousands of other women going through the same thing all over the world. And I hope that helps you to not feel so isolated. And to see all the different countries, lots of women in Australia, all over the States, Canada, the UK, Ireland, and further afield. So my intention for this year is I would love the podcast to continue to grow. And I hope to deliver at least another 40 episodes this year. I've said it now, and I'm most definitely looking to interview people. I would really love to hear from egg donors. I'd love to start sharing that side of the story and to open up the conversation for egg donors, because it's the secret side that doesn't get revealed quite often if it's an anonymous donor. And I'd love to hear from anonymous donors. I'd love to hear from open donors. I'm really interested to have a conversation and find out what your perspective is, what your story looks like on the donor egg journey. So please reach out. I would love to hear from you. And I also would love to hear from fertility specialists in the industry. If you are a fertility specialist, a professional in the fertility world, I would absolutely love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you do, how you help people. And another thing I want to share with you is that I have revamped my membership experience. Now you can access all of my membership resources, everything, all of the guided meditations, the hypnosis for every stage of the donor egg journey. So I've created resources to help you at every single stage, whether you are considering the donor egg pathway, whether you are choosing your egg donor, whether you're about to transfer your embryo, whether you are experiencing setbacks, whether you're experiencing a miscarriage, whether you are in pregnancy or motherhood. I have evolved and created so many resources to help guide you on every stage of the donor egg journey. So you can expect work and guided hypnosis that are really powerful. I've witnessed people shift so beautifully by listening to the different guided hypnosis, by being grounded with a meditation, interrupting the unhelpful neural pathways. When you're facing a challenge, any kind of challenge, your mind tends to go to the past, worrying that what's going to happen next is going to be the same as what happened in the past, or you tend to catastrophize about the future and add the worst case scenarios. So the resources that I have act as pattern interrupters to bring you back to the here and now. And that's why mindfulness is so important on this journey. So when you are brought back to the here and now, you can feel much more grounded. You can have more clarity and just feel at peace and trust that your pathway is unfolding exactly as it should. The membership will guide you through all of those different resources. But the most amazing thing is that you can access the resources, all of the replays, the videos, the guided hypnosis and the guided meditations all on an app. So what I love to do is I love to listen to anything that gives me information, like the replays. I love to listen whilst I'm doing chores around the house, folding the laundry, something quiet, obviously, that I'll be doing by myself. Or even driving or going for a walk. So I love to put a podcast on or a replay. And that is really great way to find out information and to help your mindset whilst you're doing something else. So if that sounds appealing to you, the Donor Egg Mama membership is all available on an app now. So that makes it so much more accessible. Other highlights from last year is I wrote a chapter in a book. That was really cool. Rebel Mom, you can check out the link on my website. I've been improving my website, www.donoreggmama.com. So you should find lots of resources and all the podcast episodes on my website. So to sum up, I absolutely love what I do. I'm absolutely obsessed with and finding out all about every single topic around donor egg IVF and sharing that information with you. I hope all of the information is helpful, and I would love you to give me a 5-star review of this podcast if you're enjoying all the different episodes. I've got some fantastic episodes coming up. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode with me looking back on my year, and I invite you to do the same. Perhaps look at your 2023. What was one big accomplishment that you're really proud of in 2023? Was there a really inspiring moment for you? Was there a place that gave you a sense of awe and peace? And what is the one thing that you've learned from 2023 and that you'd like to take into this year? And I'm sure, obviously, if you're on the donor egg journey, I'm sure there was lots of challenges in 2023. And sometimes that's really hard to endure. I just want you to know that in time, sometimes you can see from the challenges that there are unexpected gifts and lessons that help us grow in new and beautiful ways. So I invite you to reflect on the challenges that occurred for you in 2023 and how you're feeling from that. And if there are any learnings that you can gain, any golden nuggets in the depth of the hurt and pain that you may have been through in 2023. So please know you don't have to walk this journey by yourself. There are support services out there, myself included. I'm just there on the end of an email. It just takes the bravery to move forward and drop me an email, and you're a step closer to being supported on this journey. And remember to look after yourself, put yourself first, make yourself the priority. Wishing you good health, wealth, and the family of your dreams for 2024. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, it would mean the world to me if you could just give me a 5-star review and let me know your thoughts. And of course, if you know anyone that would benefit from listening, please share it with them. Until next time, remember, you don't have to navigate the dark nights of this journey alone. There's a community of women waiting here to cheerlead you on and support you as we all work together to bring the baby that's on our hearts and in our dreams, earthside and into our arms. See you next week.